And we are here, Ed Raymer with you, the Evan Lee Raymer Show, with another edition on a Sunday night before the real big day, Tuesday, Election Day. And of all people, I've got here to talk about books. I didn't want any politicians this week, okay? But in one way, this young lady is a politician anyway, because we can't get her to be quiet. So, I mean,
but I tell the truth.
That's true. Frank and Carrie Lambert are here. Glad to have you all with us. Thanks for agreeing to do this. I really appreciate it so much. It's been great to make your acquaintance and get to know you both. And I know you all feel the same about me.
Yeah,
absolutely. And, sure. And we're going to talk about books. How have you been? Frank, how have you been? Let's tell people you are a professor over at MTSU.
Yes, I'm an associate professor of library and information science. And
right.
I teach, do research, that sort of thing, in the Masters of Library Science program, which is
right.
100%
okay.
online Masters of Library Science program. So, yeah.
Great. And Frank and Carrie, I thanked them again. They are responsible for getting me the guest, Nadine Strassen, that was up here with us several weeks ago. Thank you again for doing it, because, man, she is a good guest.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
And, you know, to hear her speak, and, you know, when you're around a person like that, when you, at her retirement dinner, when you have justices of our Supreme Court speaking at your retirement dinner.
Three of them. Yes.
Antonin Scalia, Judge Souter, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yep.
You're in some pretty tall grass there.
Absolutely.
That's some pretty fast company.
Yep.
Carrie,
yeah.
How are you doing? What's going on, huh?
Oh, hanging in there, still trying to fight the good fight. Mm-hmm. It's not settling down, so.
Mm-hmm. School board meetings are.
They have gotten to a place that is horrifying.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told these two wonderful people when they came up here, I am so sorry. I never believed when I walked in these doors almost a dozen years ago that we would have to have a broadcast like this.
I thought we settled this in the 80s.
I thought it was settled in the 1850s. I thought it was settled in 1776 myself. Mm-hmm. The books and all this stuff, and, you know, Jeff Neal, good friend of ours that follows the show, and he follows this book thing too. And was it 420 books in Wilson County?
I think it was 425.
425.
And we're talking about Pinkalicious, Dr. Seuss's Wacky Wednesday.
Dr. Seuss, mm-hmm. That's the one that floored me.
Mm-hmm. The David books. Like, I mean, what we're talking about is, I don't even have words for it. It's just certain people
want to
have control. They want to control the information our children have access to so that they can control the way these children think.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it boils down to. This is censorship.
Right.
One of the books that's coming up for review at Rutherford County Schools, we have the list. One of the books, Juliet Takes a Breath, and the school board is directing people to a website, which is basically a clone of the Mums for Liberty website, but they're book reviews, and they assign
another
points.
Another group that, you know.
So if they have so many points, it's something you don't want your child reading. Well, Juliet Takes a Breath, one of the complaints is there's a statement that encourages veganism. So it got a point because it talks about veganism.
I have good friends that are vegan. I don't. What is it, a sin, or you know?
I
is this a biblical thing?
I can't explain how they're thinking. Well, like, I can't explain how some people think. It makes no logical sense, and they're completely ignoring the Constitution and the laws of the land, saying, "Well, we're going to follow state law."
Sure.
But the state law, one, is vague, which means it's unenforceable and invalid. Two, you have the supremacy clause that says if a state law or local law contradicts federal law or the Constitution, it's invalid and unenforceable.
Right.
And they're just like plugging their ears. La, 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 la. I can't hear
right.
you. I'm
yeah.
following the law.
Sure.
I'm doing the right thing. And it's
infuriating.
There are
no work clothes to They're not even in the same room.
They're not following the law, which is why they've received letters from so many national organizations like the National Coalition Against Censorship, the Authors Guild, the ACLU. They're receiving feedback that what you're doing is wrong. You're not allowed to do this. And they just go, oh, we're getting threat letters and we're going to do it anyways. It makes no sense.
None of it makes sense. And like I said, we were coming up the stairs and I said, I'm sorry to say, I never thought we'd ever be doing a broadcast like that. I never thought anybody at this station would ever be doing a broadcast like this. But we are, and we're going to get into it. And I'll tell you what, Connor's on the board. I want you to kick us off. But, for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer. And yes, I'm still a private investigator. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your good neighbor station, News Radio WGNS.
All right, and that's a little rock and roll to kick you off a little bit. This is Edwin Lee Raymer Show. My name is Ed Raymer, your host, and this show is produced right here at the studios at WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Now, you can reach us tonight with your questions, comments, or threats at 615-893-1450. I doubt you have much success, though, but 615-893-1450. And you can also send me a text if you don't want to go on the air, if you're a little too high or too shy. And you can just send me a text at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. That's my cell phone. And I don't hide my number from anyone. I'm around, so I can be found. Now, you can also find us, of course, on Facebook Live. You can watch us right now on YouTube Live. Punch in Ed Raymer Show or Edwin Lee Raymer Show, whatever. I don't know. And I heard someone say the funniest thing. Frank said she got a lot of her news from YouTube. I said, you do realize I'm on YouTube, don't you?
That's all right.
Let's not take ourselves too seriously. YouTube's scraping the bottom of the barrel. They needed...
you have to look at it with a critical eye. Let's put it that way.
Okay, yeah. There you go. All right. And
very critical.
There are many other ways to listen. One of them, of course, is on the old-fashioned radio, 1450 AM, 100.5 and 100.9. And for those of you that may not know, for you youngsters, Connor, if you don't know, that is the rectangular device in the dash of your car. If you'll just turn it on, it's amazing. It sounds out of that thing like you've never heard. My wife listens on Alexa. You can find us on, I don't know, a number of different things. Just look it up. And also, you can download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go. Listen whenever you wish. Angela Bingham was here earlier. She does her show every Sunday at 6. Just a fine person, wonderful person, doing a Simplicity broadcast. It's a faith-based broadcast, and I love her to death. She's just a wonderful person. And I don't like the fact that she runs out and tells my wife everything she knows of gossip on me. But... Someone's got to do it, I guess. Anyway, no, she's a fine, fine person. What is a beetle doing in here this time of year, for God's sake?
Are you kidding? I'm sitting here wearing shorts,
I'm
Ed.
Sorry,
that's
man.
Why. No. You're asking why there are
somebody's brought in
out.
Beetle bugs in here. Okay, yeah okay.
It's warm and, out. Wow.
But and Jason Qualls is on there, too. I listen to Jason through the week. Got good financial advice and gets good guests and good advice for you, okay? And... just good all around folks. Okay. Frank Lambert's here. Thanks to our sponsors, Carrie. Yes, they are husband and wife. I guess it's still legal here in the States. I don't know. Carrie, you had mentioned something to me, and Frank, I don't mean to keep you. I don't know if you go to the county board, school board meetings. Carrie, I know you're there because I see some of the tapes. What's going on, for example, September 19th? Tell us about that meeting. And you can look these meetings up on YouTube if you want to double check this lady here, but you're wasting your time. You can take her word to the bank, okay?
No,
and Frank's too.
I encourage everyone to watch these school board meetings.
Yes, ma'am.
Go
yes.
to YouTube, September 19th, of course. The next one was semi-calm. The one after that was insane again. And by insane, I mean there were teenagers addressing school board members in a derogatory way with their first names, literally calling
addressing
them
the school board members by their first name.
Yeah. Yes.
And we're talking teenagers.
I'm going to tell you right now, if my parents had been around at that, my butt wouldn't have held shucks the time he was done with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My mother or father, either one.
No, my parents, parents never hit me. But would have been. They
well, Dad let murder. Mom do all the discipline. He didn't ever want to get started. Mm-hmm. I guess it was a personal thing or whatever. I'm sorry, Carrie. Just call them by their first name.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then calling them names, calling a couple of the men on the school board beta boys because they're not alpha men, and trying to explain to the board members what a real man is. It was just absolutely mind-blowing, the things that they were saying and the attitude.
I want to watch that tonight when I get in. I'm going to watch that.
I highly recommend it. The most recent school board meeting, I recommend watching the public comments and then watching the end when they get to general discussion.
Right.
Because the board did not have the opportunity to address the public comments until the general discussion. Mm. And I think you really need... Everybody needs to watch what's going on. One person spoke out in the September 19th meeting about not restricting access to information. She happens to own a bookshop in Smyrna, The Spine, and certain people have decided that her business needs to be shut down because she had
certain
the nerve
people.
To speak out. Yes, certain people.
Who is this lady? How can we promote her here? Because I want to give her all the help that I possibly can, folks.
Well, the bookshop is called The Spine.
The Spine.
It's in Smyrna, 304 South Lowry Street, Suite A3. So when you go to the building, you go around the side, there's a door that will take you upstairs. And she's upstairs. She's starting a banned book brigade.
Okay.
And what she's going to do is she's going to have a section in the bookstore with the banned book. She's asking people to donate the book or donate money to her for specific books. She'll buy it. And she's going to keep those books separate. And they will be given away at no charge to anybody who wants them to make sure that people still have access to information, even if they can't afford to buy books. So she started that project. Also on December 1st, we're going to have a read-in. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You go in, bring your blanket, bring snacks, bring your favorite banned books, and it's just a very peaceful way to protest. So you just go in and read your books. We're not looking for confrontation or yelling
or arguing.
And where's
this, you're going to do this where?
This is at The Spine.
At The Spine. This is where you'll do it at her place. Okay.
Yeah, this is all her idea. She asks people to wear teal. That is the banned book brigade's color is teal. And, of course, you can always wear purple for our CLA.
Sure, sure.
I got to put that in
sure,
there, too.
Sure, yeah, I know. You and Miss Tiffany. Yeah. Oh, okay.
So she's doing what she can. She's speaking out, and she's had a fire lit under her. She didn't realize what the school board meeting was going to be like, and I think she was pretty taken aback when you have men staring us down, calling us horrible names in very threatening manners, leaving the room but standing just outside and peering through the window, staring us down, trying to intimidate us. Mm-hmm. This is because we have a difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
they're
all.
Taking it to
That's all.
This
That's all it
level.
Is.
It's a difference of opinion.
Yep.
And I mean, I've spoken with people. I've had one lady come up to me and she goes, I know we're on opposite sides of this. I was curious what you're talking about. I said, well, this is the law. Here's where you can find it.
Right.
And that's like, I'm not the enemy. All I'm asking anyone to do, follow the law.
Yes.
The experts, the librarians,
sure.
They have chosen books for their collection or they've inherited collections.
I agree.
They know what they're doing. They know what books are needed. They know what the children need. So as long as they are following the line that the Supreme Court drew as to what can and can't be in the library,
true.
As long as they're doing that, we need to support our librarians. Yeah. We should not be threatening them. We should not be intimidating them. We should not be telling them they're not allowed to talk about these things. We need to respect them and follow their lead. They know what they're doing. And it's just infuriating that someone else thinks, well, I know better. I've had zero training in this. I've never worked in a library. But I am going to disregard the law, cherry pick a few sentences or a paragraph from a book, and say that it's pornography. when there's another book that these people in particular love, that if I were to cherry pick certain sentences, paragraphs are more obscene than any of the books that have been removed. But they realize that you can't just cherry pick. You have to take the material as a whole. And there's some good lessons in there. And there's, it's worth reading despite those scenes. Mm-hmm. Same when you're talking about these books that they're removing. Maybe there is a paragraph that's not really for you, but the book has a greater purpose. And that's why the law is so clear that you have to take the material as a whole from cover to cover. And they're not doing that. And it's very upsetting. And I know I always mention this other book and people think, I don't want to ban the Bible. I don't want any books banned. I don't want any books challenged. We have experts that know what they're doing, that know what our children's needs are, because otherwise we're just telling our kids, we're going to control how you think and what you think.
Right.
It's not really books they're banning. It's ideas. Mm-hmm. It's independent thinking. It's critical thinking.
Thought.
These are, this is what they're taking away. They're also taking away the representation. There are books that have been out that children have gone to the library, gotten with their moms. They read the book and they go, oh, hey, that girl's like me. And the mother's like, whoa, wait, what? Takes the father to court. Now he's in jail. These books give our children language they need to say what's going on when something's wrong.
Right.
It lets them know what's normal versus bad. And they see themselves and know other people have gone through it. The only reason you wouldn't want your child to have language to report if they're being molested is if you're doing the molesting.
You know, I can, and I've thought about this a lot since I've got to know you all and Tiffany, and, you know, I don't know how many times, you know, if you had a subject came up in one of your classes, and especially in high school, because you get into some different, you know, even back, I know back in the 70s, I know a lot of you don't think they had school back then, but they did.
And I was in it.
You were in it.
I was going to say, we were in school in the 70s, so.
But, you know, you need to go, and sometimes you need to go to the library and research this.
Absolutely.
And your librarian could walk you through, okay, well, you're looking for blah, 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 whatever. I don't know. I don't know how you guys do all this, you know. As far as I can hear what you're saying, they'd like to just do away with libraries altogether, sounds like.
Well, if you're going to pull 450 books from a school library.
Like they did in Wilson County.
Yeah, like, why bother keeping it open?
Well, I do believe that may be part of the plan. Mm-hmm. If you've read Project 2025, want to shut down libraries, they want to shut down public education, and they want to shut down universities.
Let me ask you, I want to see that go over like a rock. You're not worried about your job, are you? No. Okay, I don't think so. Yeah. Have they heard of the internet? Do they know what this does? Do they know,
I know.
Folks, like I made a joke, I'm on YouTube, for God's sakes. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Lord, to bring you into this, but I mean, this is getting crazy. Mm-hmm. Every time I talk to you, Carrie, and Frank, no offense, I talk to your wife probably more than you, but you've got some other story that's come up, which is true. And where are the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department? Are they keeping any law and order at this thing?
I don't want to say they aren't doing their jobs. I don't think it got to the level where they needed to be involved, but I can say the last few school board meetings, decorum does not exist. Manners don't exist. It's getting
just a little bit over the line, or maybe a whole lot over the line.
I would say a whole lot over the line, but not to the point that the police would have to start arresting people or anything like that. It has not reached that level, but it's certainly chaotic. It's certainly.
I think just the sheriff's presence there ensures that these meetings are still safe. Like, I don't feel endangered there myself.
Right.
Of course, that's easy for me to say.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But, I don't think it would ever. But the decorum aspect of it has certainly. And the board has lost control a couple of times.
It was like a revival. There'd be someone talking, and the people in the audience
we're all going to heaven in a little rowboat.
But they're
and all
cheering
that.
Loudly, and like it's very disruptive. It's
Because they bring any order to this, empty the room out if they're going to do that. That'd be what I'd do of everyone. Now, that's bad. You'd have to do that. But, okay. Frank and Carrie Lambert are here with us. We're talking about books again. And, folks, you better listen. You better get on the phone. You better get in here. Give us a call. Call your neighbors because this thing is about, you know, we've got an election coming up Tuesday. At the bottom core of it, the election is part of this process, too. Okay? By the way, did you see the Vice President on Saturday Night Live? Did you see her?
We haven't watched yet. No spoilers.
Oh, man.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to spoil it.
We're looking forward to it.
It's great. It is great. She can't. I'll tell you this. She can't quit laughing.
Yes.
I mean, this. It's so. You know, I never see Trump laugh, but I see Connie. Every time I see her, it's like, I can't believe this is really happening to me. You know,
and I think it really comes right from her heart.
I think it does.
I think it's infectious. It's so refreshing. Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean,
her and Walls together. Their campaign bringing back the joy.
Walls, let me tell you something. My wife said, that guy will tell anybody like it is. I'm telling you.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're going to go to our, Connor's going to take us to our first series of breaks. You're listening to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Ed Raymer back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And we are back, and Connor has informed me we have a caller on the line, and I do believe it's Jeff. Open it up there. Hello, Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Burnham?
I'm doing fine. I've been talking about you up here. Were yours burning?
I know, and you need to quit. You need to quit that now. I'm going to get some Somebody's going to come after me tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. You're going to write a book about me one of these days?
No, I said, I might be in jail tomorrow. I might not be able to tell who won president Tuesday night.
I'm going to tell you. How you doing, my friend? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. I just, I early voted this week and did all that. I do want to let you know I was reading an article in the newspaper. They said 51% of the people in Rutherford County have early voted.
Right, and I noticed another staggering statistic. Tennessee's last in the nation for voting.
Voter turnout.
We're number one in election integrity, but we're number 50 in voter turnout.
Well, I don't know, you know.
It's like, well, we won the ball game for a half, but we got to play four quarters.
That's right. Jeff, let me ask you, because you've written for some papers, do you all cover the Rutherford County School Board? Have you ever had a job?
We have news people that I think cover it. I don't know if they cover it every. I think we do have somebody that covers it on a regular basis. I'm not sure who that person is.
Well, what I'm saying is,
I know we have news people that do. We've got several news writers that do. I know one of the last meetings they covered because it had something to do with one of the high schools or middle schools.
Right.
Something to do with auto thing in their school or something, but I did go, the one she's talking about, I did go to that people were speaking. The one lady was talking, and she got up there and talked about different stories, and she was mentioning the Bible, and then this other people talked about the banned books. But what you're talking about, Wilson County, what they did, the 425 books that they took out, the reason why they took them out is they were complying with the state law that had passed. That's why they took them out. It didn't have nothing to do with the school board.
Well.
And I don't know what state law. Don't tell me what state law is. I don't think they know what they passed up there.
It's the Age Appropriate Materials Act that went into effect this past summer, but there are issues.
I
unfortunately know these laws a little too well, but that law was written intentionally vaguely, and people don't know exactly what it means. They're not sure how to enforce it.
Intentionally vaguely.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because when you reach out and ask for clarification from the people who wrote the law, they said the law speaks for itself, whatever it says on the paper.
The Supreme Court judge is going to knock that down just as soon as they see it, because it's written, you know, Eddie Raymer can't go out here and just, okay, Frank, I'm going to write this one down. What do you think, you know?
Yeah. Let me ask you, Edwin Lee, the ladies you had on that time, ACLU, they said they had lawsuits ready. Will they file those?
The ACLU
is very much watching what's going on. They've attended a few meetings.
That's good.
They are paying attention, and I mean, I don't have extra information, but I'm fairly confident that they will be suing, and if they don't, someone else will.
You know what I told you that time, didn't you? You know what I told you?
What's that?
Yeah, the first time they got that money from that DC ordinance, that time they got about $500,000.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
They got about $500,000. They got DC. They tried to pass that DC mess, and they went to court. Of course, they got their butt kicked on that, and they had to pay $5,000. Of course, the one guy canceled, said, well, that's insurance. Well, who does he think pays for insurance? Him?
Well, and here's another thing, too, with the bond issue. Sooner or later, you'll have a bonding company that will not insure. They won't. They're not. It's not just free fruit on the tree.
That's right.
You have a lower bond rate, which you'll have.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You'll have a lower bond. You won't be able to get the money you want to get to do stuff.
Sure.
That's what it amounts to.
Yeah, literally just throwing away taxpayer money so that they can make a point.
Just to make their point.
Yeah. There's only one person on there that voted against was that Bill McChaffin. The rest of them was for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they. I have no idea why they would. But no, I just want to encourage everybody that hadn't voted. Yeah, I know. You know, we talk about Tuesday night's a big night. And like I say, it's a big night for our country and everything else. So, and as far as the two guests you have on, y'all keep fighting a good fight. Y'all keep sticking in there. I know it's hard to do, and I know it's some people don't want you to do it, but you've got to do it, because if you don't do it, nobody else will.
I couldn't have said it better,
I know that's
Jeff.
It's a sad state, but if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it. So, I mean, keep fighting. Keep fighting a good fight, and hope that people support you. That's all I can say. And y'all have a good week and enjoy your show. We appreciate it.
Jeff, I'll be talking to you. Give me a call later in the week. Thank you, Jeff Neal.
Thank you.
Good supporter of this broadcast and good supporter of WGNS. Mm-hmm. And he's exactly right. Keep fighting a good fight, you know. And not that there are any good fights to fight. I mean,
but we need to stand up for ourselves, and we need to stand up for our children. You can't just keep taking people's rights away and saying it's no big deal. It is a big deal when you start. Oh, it's a slippery slope.
I don't want to be on it. Just like the law you were talking about, intentionally vaguely written, that means first time even a state Supreme Court justice takes a look at it, they're going to say, sorry, this don't pass muster.
Well, what was interesting on, was it the meeting of September 19th? They were, the board was discussing which of the laws should they apply, because
being challenged under the obscenity law, or were they being challenged under the Age Appropriate Materials Act?
They
and the person
tell.
Challenging the books refused to answer and just said sexually explicit. Yep. But which
they
law
don't know what
sexually
talking
explicit?
About.
That's right.
There are so many questions. People are so confused. They don't know. It's like, if it's age appropriate materials, wasn't this supposed to go through committee before it came to us? And if it's legally obscene, then you have to apply the Miller test, and it doesn't meet that.
Yep.
And they just keep saying it's sexually explicit and it has to go.
Well, chaos is control.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's what they want.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
That's how Trump ran his entire first term. Just keep throwing chaos into the situation, making lousy decisions, terrible decisions, bad decisions. Mm-hmm. Don't make any difference. They ain't got time to fool with it. By the time they get to that one, we've already told another lie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and ladies and gentlemen, if you voted for that character, you know, he just lies. And what was it, 30-something thousand lies? And I don't know.
During his presidency?
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, I got to tell you, I've lied a lot in my life. And I never told
I don't think. I doubt any of them were those big stinkers like that.
Well, it's mostly to our wives, you know, does this look good? Oh, it looks great on you, honey. And sure. I mean, you're not going to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it is utterly ridiculous.
There's a difference between a lie and a fib.
And true. A fib,
no, there isn't.
Well, there is. Well,
no, there isn't.
I know. Not, Carrie's very black and white. There's, and that's why she's
lying,
been so right at this.
Yeah.
Lying is always wrong.
Yeah.
I don't lie.
Mm-hmm. No, you do not.
And
I
do
agree.
Not accept people lying to me. That's the one thing you can do to me that will just be like, I want nothing to do with you anymore.
You've never lied to a loved one about a Christmas gift.
You can ask my parents. My mother would always come home with a haircut, and she'd go, what do you think? I said, you got the little old lady haircut. It doesn't look good. And she'd go, why would you say that to me?
I'm talking about your kids and their Christmas gifts. You never lied to them. Don't give me that.
No, I don't lie. You can ask anyone. I'm very blunt. People get offended all the time, but I speak the truth.
How boring a woman is this, Frank?
I don't think boring has ever been used to describe me.
Great day.
She,
I mean,
she keeps me on my toes. Let's
put it that okay.
Way.
All right. Yeah, because.
She's like, okay, I better think before I open my mouth.
Bless your heart, man. Yeah. I'll tell you what. I didn't know you had it so bad. You know.
No, it's not bad at all.
No.
It's not bad,
no.
Just difficult.
It's not difficult. It's you know what? Honestly, it makes me a better person. And anything that makes me a better person is a win in my books.
Sure. You know.
So.
You know, I just, with this whole issue, and we're going to talk more about it. I mean, you know, Miss Nadine said it best. I mean, when she talked about, you know, Justice Scalia, who was nobody's fuzzy-headed liberal. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest about that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and I get the impression from her that, you know, Frank, you read your book, I'll read my book, and if it's got a word trinity, you know, like, you know, he was tight man, just put it back on the shelf. We don't have to ban it or burn it. We don't have to have a march, you know, because it had a word or two in it that Frank didn't like or hurt his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's... He was that type, but there seems to be none of those people left around anymore.
No, and there's such a simple solution, too. If you're concerned about the material your child is accessing at the library, you can talk to the librarian and say, I don't want my child to have access to these materials.
Sure.
And then there you go. You've accomplished what you wanted by restricting access to information for your own child. The issue is that no parent has the right to make that decision for other people's children.
Okay. Let me ask you, every school, let's just stay with high schools, okay? They have a library in that school, right?
They should, yes.
I don't know, do they?
Yep, pretty much all the schools here do, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Are they required to pull these books or...
if they're told to,
the orders can come from the school board or the director of school saying these materials need to be removed from the library.
On whose say so?
The school board.
School board. In the case of Rutherford County schools,
sorry, at our
it's
school
coming directly
district.
From the school board.
It's a school board member challenging
it's
them.
It's not the superintendent. It's a school board member.
Yes. One school board member is the one that's challenging the vast majority of all books.
And they'll pull that book?
Yes.
Well, they don't have any choice. It's either that or they lose their jobs.
Yeah, it's like you comply with what this school board member wants you to do or you no longer have a job. People can't just walk away from their jobs.
What about the majority of the board? What if the majority, does the board have to vote on this?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got 100 angry people screaming at you, telling you what to do, and those are people that you look out and you know, and that you maybe change your vote at the last minute because of the intimidation from the crowd.
Which I've seen that happen, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Watch the school board meeting on September 19th.
That's the reason I like your buddy there, her name for her book play is Spine. We've got some people in politics that need to have a spine nowadays.
Well, you know, it's the same old, rather than running for the country where you're running for your party. And this is certainly the case here. I really think that a lot of the school board members are running out of their own best interests and looking at future political considerations rather than taking the needs of the children into consideration and ensuring that they have the proper materials they need, not only for reading to, you know, have them feel accepted and, you know, be part of another community, but also to for purely educational reasons, because a lot of these books that are being challenged or pulled are also books that are required for curriculum needs and also for AP examination needs as well.
Yeah, like our children's AP credits are being put at risk because they can't access the books they need so they can pass their test. Mm-hmm. You have to score a 4 or 5 on that AP exam in order for it to be college credit. You're not going to score that well if you haven't read all the material you're supposed to read.
And the biggest fallacy that the board puts out, at least the members that want these books pulled from the libraries, is like, oh, this isn't a book ban because they can always go buy the book or they can go get it from from the public library. But that's assuming that the public library has it in their collection in the first place.
And they've been banning books at the public library too.
Yeah, there's a good chance that the book may have been pulled by your public library. And then thirdly, children can't always afford to purchase these materials, regardless whether it's in print or an ebook version. So really, the school library is their only resource for reading materials.
Okay.
And we also want our librarians, like our librarians know their collection.
Mm-hmm.
They know if a child comes to them, they want something about a certain topic or a certain type of novel, or they want to learn something. They go to the librarian, and the librarian pulls from the collection the things that they need. Mm-hmm. They can't do that if the books aren't there. Maybe the librarians aren't even learning about some of these resources because they're not allowed to have them in their school, so they don't know which the best ones are. It's hurting everybody.
Sure. Okay.
And even though librarians are the experts when it comes to running a library and managing collection and that, I was a librarian myself before I entered into academia. We don't know everything. We're more than willing to sit down and listen you know, listen to the concerns and that, and work with groups and that. But in the case of Rutherford County Schools, they're not even consulting the librarians.
No, they're being left out of the conversation
Absolutely. Completely.
Okay.
So.
Okay. We have a text here. Okay. And please hear this out. Please, Frank and Carrie. Mm-hmm. Yes, there were teenagers calling board members names and by their first names. Those young ladies were homeschooled. What she didn't share is that one of the speakers during public comments was board member Katie Darby's dad. Mm-hmm. I guess it was bring your dad to school board meeting day, so it was an absolute circus. Now she is incorrect in saying that the board is pushing this website. That website was created by board member Caleb Tidwell and not authorized or promoted by the board.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't know for a fact that it was created by Caleb. Caleb is pushing it.
Okay.
And, I mean, he obviously seems to know something about it. But we don't know for sure that he's the one responsible for creating it in the first place. I want to be fair to everyone.
Okay, and so she just said she's okay with parental consent on a book. Mm-hmm. That is reasonable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean, Caleb Tidwell, he's a school board member. This is the man that Tiffany ran against, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And he's created a website.
Well, there is a website that he promotes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Thank you for the text. Thank you.
I actually believe that the website was created by someone else who spoke that night, because when I pointed out in my public comment, that this website basically was a direct copy from a Moms for Liberty website.
Ah, yeah, the Moms for Liberty. Another nightmare. Good.
Myself and Matt both pointed out that Moms for Liberty has been designated an extremist group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Sure.
And so one of the speakers said, "You call me an extremist, I call you an extremist," as he turned away from the board and was staring me down and pointing at me and being really aggressive. So I believe that man may be the one who created the website, because I didn't call anyone in that room an extremist. I said the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled Moms for Liberty an anti-government extremist group. And this one person took it very personally. So
sure, maybe he did. Okay, I'm going to tell you, if you want to have a staring contest with this lady, you're not going to win. We're going to need Tylenol around here. I'm going to, my head's spinning. y'all are not coming back. Not. This is too much trouble. This democracy thing is not really going well.
It's, you know what? This actually, I think this is a brilliant sign of democracy.
Yeah, you need people speaking out on both sides.
Because if it was an authoritarian type of government that we had here, then Kerry wouldn't be allowed to speak in the first place.
Sure.
You know, and certain, you know, members of certain groups, they might even not be allowed to speak up. It's what the government says. So let's, you know, it can be a pain. I agree.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, democracy is messy, and it's worth fighting for, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir. You are correct. Okay, Frank and Kerry Lambert here. Connor is going to take us to our last series of breaks. Thank you for the text. Jeff Neal, thank you for the phone call. Mm-hmm. People are listening, and I'll be contacted by some of these people later this week, I will assure you. And there's some differing opinions out there, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. That's okay with us. What this country's all about. Ed Raymer for the Heavenly Raymer Show will be back with you right after this. Stick with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murfield Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, and we are back. All right, Frank and Carrie Lambert, once again, thank you all for doing this. Carrie, you mentioned during the break, October 24th is a meeting.
That people need to watch. You need to at least watch the public comments and the general discussion at the end. Mm-hmm. And I don't care where you stand on the issues of restricting access to information, all of that. Just watch the public comments and the way these people are speaking to each other. I mean,
very hateful.
I don't even know if hateful's a strong enough word, and hate's one of the strongest words I know.
Right.
Like it's horrific. Mm-hmm. Absolutely horrific. And this is happening at every school board meeting. We have more books that are being challenged right now that will be up for reconsideration. Yes, it's the same school board member challenging these books again. So there's a meeting on the 14th, like November 14th. We need people to show up. We need constant support to show that there are people out there that don't want our school board to ignore the law and remove these books.
Right.
Because legally they should be staying in the library.
Let me ask you something. You're with the group you and Tiffany had.
Rutherford County Library Alliance. Colors purple. Show up in purple because it's not a red issue. It's not a blue issue. Red and blue together make purple.
And how can these people, do you allow these people to get hold of you if they can call you, or do they reach you, have a website or Facebook or whatever?
Yeah, we're on social media. We have Facebook, some of these Instagram. I am not the social media person. So
sure.
You can definitely find us on Facebook. That's the one that I go to. You can email us. I mean, if you Google us, you will find us. You can reach out. We're always happy to help in any way we can. If you're a librarian or you're a teacher you're concerned and want to know, what does the law actually say? I can send you copies of the law. I can help explain things if you have questions. I will help. And to the school board members, like, we're not the enemies. We're just asking you to follow the law and do what's right. I am willing to talk to anyone at any time about these issues. We shouldn't hate each other because we have a difference of opinion.
No.
And so
difference of opinion is good.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it.
So I encourage everyone to reach out. I know that the librarians and the teachers aren't allowed to talk to us, but
I know, and that kind of bothers me too, because I have a good friend's a teacher and she's scared to even set foot up here.
Especially for government employees.
They can't
speak out.
Yeah, I don't. What seems to be the problem? I don't understand what their issue is.
My whole philosophy in life is, if you're doing nothing wrong,
what's the problem with talking about it?
Why can't you talk about it? Why can't you shine a spotlight?
Sure.
Someone shines a spotlight on what you're doing. If you think you're doing the right thing, you should be proud. You should be happy. You should be saying thank you.
Yep.
If you're doing things in secrecy, if you're telling people you're not allowed to talk about this, then maybe you know you're doing something wrong.
Well, and that's what I've said about what I do here. It's not about me. I don't mean that. But, when you're in public radio, it's to the public. And, I run into people in the street, people at certain meetings go to and everything. I don't agree with that at all, Raymer. Y'all were way online. Okay, that's fine. I opened myself up to that. Mm-hmm. That's what I agreed to do a dozen years ago when I walked in here.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But you don't have to shoot a person.
No.
No.
You don't have to. I'll whoop your backside. I know, tough guy. Just stop it,
Mm-hmm. You don't have to hate a person because you disagree with their opinion.
No, not at all.
Hate is not necessary. I can't think of any good that has ever come from hate.
No, you won't get any. Hate never wins. It will never win. Every once in a while, every once in a while it'll sneak its little head in and get its 2 cents worth. But love and justice, well, will eventually, pardon the word, trump anything else, okay?
That's what we hope.
Yeah. Truth, you know, truth wins. Yeah. Love wins, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that's probably the most hippie thing I'll say all night, but but I know, you know, Connor, did you ever get those Tylenol? We got to get some politicians in here. Or maybe I could get a stripper next week or something. What do you think?
Something a little lighter for you, Ed?
Yeah, maybe. We got any gang members would like to come on? What are you looking at, Carrie? See, she's got that serious look on her face, Frank.
Just, again, people commenting, you know, if these books were truly banned, you wouldn't have any access to them. The arguments about, you know, sex trafficking, it's like, that's all the more reason our kids need to know the correct names for things. They need to see that what's wrong versus what's right. They need to learn about these experiences. Having access to information that talks about sex, normalizes sex, normalizes LGBTQ+, normalizes all of these things. It helps educate our children and protect them. You cannot wrap your children up in bubble wrap, teach them nothing, and then think magically on their 18th birthday they'll wake up with wisdom.
Yeah, sooner or later they're going to walk out this door and they're going to be in, you know, and I've seen some of them. And this is not a pretty thing. Frank, you've probably seen them at university. First time they've ever been out here on their own in their life. And they're, you know, what is this? I mean,
it's,
For but the it's first not their time, fault. You're on your own.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know it's not. But the parents, you got to throw them out there every once in a while.
Exactly.
You got to get a little grit under your fingernails and play the game of life. Frank, you were going to say something.
Well, you know, one of the arguments that are used, of course, is that some of these books contain pornography in them. And they also refer to books that, you know, might contain a rape scene. And, you know, I'm thinking about Toni Morrison's Beloved. And, you know, the rape scenes were based on a historical figure who actually experienced those. And I think anybody who calls a rape scene in a book pornography,
if they're saying that book is obscene, they're saying that book has no purpose other than to both physically excite someone and repulse them at the same time, and no other purpose to it. And all I'm thinking is, do these people really get turned on reading about a slave being raped?
Yeah, I mean, that
it is obscene.
I know that, you know.
Yes, but it's not titillating.
No, exactly.
It should not be sexually exciting people. It should only be repulsing you. And the fact that there's a large group of people arguing that this is pornography, they're saying, I'm turned on reading about a slave being raped.
Yeah, exactly.
And who has the problem here?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's mind blowing. It's mind blowing.
You know, I think we have some people that are afraid to face themselves.
That's a possibility. It's a possibility.
I mean, I've seen this my entire life. You know, and you know, I call them the Bible thumpers. You know. Got their Bible in one hand and got their checkbook or their bottle of booze in the other, you know. And, you know, folks, and this form, some, these people are talking about this Christianity. That's not the type of Christianity I was raised with, thank God, in my family. That just, you know, come on. Just talking down to people. And I will agree with our president's candidate, Vice President Harris, but you know, what's that? Take your hand and help somebody up every once in a while.
Instead of constantly pushing them down.
It's what your hand's supposed to be there instead of, you know, talking them down and,
absolutely.
And you know, winning by climbing on a stack of bodies. Mm-hmm. That's just no way.
My greatest accomplishment, I feel as a professor, is when my students do better than I do.
That's what I've said, and that's how I've felt about our children.
Yeah.
Our children are doing better in life than I did.
Yeah, you're not jealous. You're not going to push them down, obviously.
I want your kids to do better, too.
Absolutely.
I want everybody's kids to do good.
Absolutely.
We've got only a couple minutes. Give us where we can... give me your lady's bookstore again. It's called The Spine.
The Spine in Smyrna.
Right.
And RCLA. You can look us up. And November 14th and December 5th are the next two school board meetings where they're going to be discussing the next round of books they want to remove. I believe the vote will be on December 5th.
Okay.
We need people showing up in purple.
I promise we'll do for you here what we can. I'll do what I can for you. Frank, always good to see you. Thank you both again so much. Frank and Carrie Lambert have been our guests tonight, and I thank them very much. Connie did a great job on the board, as usual. Thank you. We're going to get out of here and make way for our next guest. But until next Sunday night, don't forget Tuesday. Go vote if you haven't already. Folks. Please, everybody vote. And until next Sunday night at 8 o'clock, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.